All right, WMFO in Medford. I'm going to wrap this up. Played a lot of music tonight. That was Dropkick Murphys, a song called The Burden. Before that, Jeff Buckley with Three Chiefs, Justine and the Unclean, Bring Me Fire. I forgot to mention earlier I had played Watts, Sunlight Alleys. All right, it's 8:57, WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening. I'm going to close with something by Muck and the Myers. And we're going to have Smitty in next week. But right now, this is Muck and the Myers.
So-called gentlemen and ladies, dogfight like roses. start.
Good evening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is 88 miles per hour. My name's Emma. I'm on here from 9 to 10. I hope you'll stick around. We just heard the song Beyond Belief by Elvis Costello and the Attractions off of the album Imperial Bedroom. I hope you'll stay tuned. Got a lot of songs lined up tonight. Hopefully a fax with Fee very soon. Yeah, so stay tuned. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That song we just heard was called Amplifiers by Atlas Sound. Before that, we heard Having an Average Weekend by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Before that, Nick Lowe with Cruel to Be Kind. And before that, May 1st by The Beach Fossils. I thought that was an appropriate song. That was off their latest album, which is wonderful if you haven't heard it. And before that, we heard Ping Pong from Stereolab. I hope you'll keep listening because we have so much more music to listen to.
It's far too late. I can't wait. to do it, and you know you've always had it coming. I'd love to do it, and you know you've always had it coming. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, 88 miles per hour. We just listened to two songs by the band formerly known as Smush. They currently, it's two sisters, they write music under the name Chaos Chaos now. The first song that we heard from them was called Find a Way, and the second song we heard from them, which they put out a few years after, was called We Are Our Own Lies. That was a collaboration with Philip A. Peterson and Victoria Parker. Before those two songs, we heard Snail Mail with the song Slug and The Stone Roses with the song Shoot You Down. And now it's time for our favorite segment, Facts with Fee. Hi, Fee.
Hello. Hey. I come bearing facts.
Amazing.
Yes, I have five tidbits of factual information that you can carry with you throughout the end of the school year. All right. Are you ready for fact number one?
I'm ready for fact number one.
Skateboards were banned in Norway between 1978 and 1989.
Skateboards were banned?
Yeah, skateboards.
Why?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Let's see. I assume that something must have happened.
Yes. A skateboard incident, for,
in,
if you will.
With Matt, an 11-year skateboard ban. But, I guess it was a big thing in Norway.
I guess so. I don't think...
Oh, I have...
Oh, you have intel?
I have info. They stopped the sale after, actually an American child had a skateboarding accident, and they were just generally too popular, says the BBC, and they decided to make it illegal because it was a public menace.
But the skateboards
are back in Norway.
Oh, okay. They got over there.
Freedom for Norwegian skateboards.
Hoorah.
Yes, hoorah. Fact number two. More people work for Walmart than live in Slovenia.
Whoa. Walmart's pretty big business.
Walmart's a pretty big business.
This is true.
They sell everything.
Also true.
Yeah. You can buy bananas online from Walmart.
Bananas online.
Pretty interesting.
I don't know if I like that.
Where do those come from?
Who knows?
You know? Who knows? All right, that might be another fact segment. We'll come back with that. I will come back on the banana issue.
Thank you. Fact number three.
An octopus doesn't have eight arms, but six arms and two legs.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of it that way. I wish I had six arms
sometimes.
Now you
have to ask yourself, if you had octopus pants, how would they wear them?
Ooh, which two... tentacles are the legs. I don't know.
Exactly.
We'll have to consult an expert.
I don't know. I will also come back with that. All right. Fact number four. This one's for you, Emma. Ben and Jerry's workers get three free pints of ice cream every day.
Three? Oh, no.
Three pints.
One for every meal.
And they're not like those Halo Top ones that are like 200 calories. Like, you're getting some good quality ice cream right there.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
My favorite is fish food.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. All right, the final fact. For this week. People from Canada can order a portrait of Queen Elizabeth II, which is the current Queen of England, and have it shipped to them for free.
No.
Yeah, I don't quite understand, but this is true.
Interesting. I think we should move to Canada. I feel like I need that portrait in my life.
I also feel as though the cost of moving to Canada versus the cost of buying a portrait of Queen Elizabeth II are different.
Wow.
But that's okay. Canada's a pretty cool place.
I didn't know that I needed that in my life, but now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, here's my question, which I guess I will also have to find out. If I am a Canadian resident, how many free portraits of the Queen do I get?
Oh, I see. Is it just one?
Is there like a punch card or something?
Interesting.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. Maybe we'll have to find out. A lot of questions.
Insightful discussions. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your facts, V.
Thank you for having me. I hope those facts were intellectually stimulating.
I'm going to have to sit and ponder
them. And maybe we'll spend
the
next week pondering them.
I will indeed. I hope we'll hear from you next week.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thanks, V.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Those are some good facts. Thanks, V, for those awesome facts. I'm going to be thinking about octopus wearing pants and the Queen Elizabeth. So I hope you'll all be thinking about that, too. It's 9:41. Still got some songs lined up here.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need you, baby. Baby, you're never there. dies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey! You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you care, but when I need you, baby, take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me? We're always on this roller coaster. If you want me, why can't you get closer? Never there, you're never there. You're never, ever, ever, ever there. Never there. Thank you.
Okay, I have a quick PSA for you. It's called the Walking is Good Exercise PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more rigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all of the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Well, it's currently 9:54. I think I have one, maybe two more songs left in this set. I'd like to say thank you for listening this evening. I hope everyone's had a wonderful Tuesday. And you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show's 88 miles per hour. I'm here every Tuesday night from 9 until 10. Stay tuned for Lewis coming up next.